Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Good morning, Empowered Church. It's so awesome to be with you this morning. And we're excited about the word of the Lord this morning, to share the word of the Lord with you. And what a good day to be alive. What a good day just to share the word and to come to you. So right now, welcome to us and welcome this morning. We welcome all the guys that are watching us by YouTube. We welcome everybody that is watching us by Facebook. We welcome everybody that's going to listen to us by Impact Radio. And you know what you need to do today, share this live stream on Facebook, share it on YouTube, call a friend, let a neighbor know that we are on Impact, and we are ready to give you the word of the Lord. Today is going to be a good day. Today we're speaking about the topic that makes my life tick, and that's the love of God and how to understand the depth and the width and the length of God's love. So right now, empower as you are your beautiful selves this morning. Won't you take a moment and share the stream all across the platforms, and then we're going to jump into the word of the Lord with you. And right before we do that, Shannon, just also want to say hi to you guys. And again, it's so good to be with you in power. Get ready, get your Bibles out, get your notebooks out, and get ready to step into depths with the word of the Lord and into the prophetic this morning, into deeper ways that we haven't been before. So it's going to be a good day.
Absolutely. It is so great to welcome you all with us today. We are so excited to share about God's love and just what God has for you and how much He loves you and the plans and purposes He has for you. So to all our listeners, to all our viewers, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so excited to have you with us today.
Okay, guys. So right now, what we want you to just to note is that we want you to just go into the Bible. We're going to jump into the Word of the Lord. And as the guys just come to me, I want to step into the book of Hebrews with you this morning. And as we step into the book of Hebrews this morning, chapter number 11, that is the place that we're going to share out of. Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 17. This is where we're going to start. This is where we're going to jump into. And we want to speak to you about God's love. We want to speak to you about God's scandalous love. And we want to speak to you this morning about how God's love will not just touch you, but will change you, will revolutionize you, and will completely move your life to a whole new dimension. So again, tag five friends, get them into this, get them going, get them into the stream this morning, because this is going to be one of those scriptures, one of those days that you actually don't want to miss. So let's go into the word of the Lord. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 17. This is a key scripture for you this morning. And as we go into that scripture, I'm going to read for you, and then I'm going to start to just talk you into this. In Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 17. And when I went to the Lord, I asked the Lord this during this course of this week, Lord, what can I share? Where is the love? Where is the love amongst your people? Where is the love in this time? Where is the love in this hour? And God said to me, I want you to go to the book of Hebrews because I want to show you something there that I don't think that you've ever seen before. And I want to preach this at you a little bit this morning, guys. And I want to show you this a little bit in a different way. And so in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 17, you find this awesome scripture. I'm going to read it for you. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, he offered up Isaac. And when he had received the promises, he offered up his only begotten son. Verse number 18. Of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. Now listen to this. Verse number 19. Concluding that God was able to raise him up from the dead, from which he was also able to receive him in a figurative sense. But listen now to verse number 20. This is the scripture that God spoke to me about. He said, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. And when I read the scripture, Hebrews 11, chapter number 20, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but when I read this, it jumped at me, the love of God. And this is the gospel is right here in Power Church. the gospel is right here in Hebrews 11 verses 20. And you would remember last week, Sunday, I spoke to you about how God required Isaac from Abraham and how he said to Abraham, listen, I don't want anything to be in between you and between me. I want that you've put your heart on. I want Isaac. And then we know the Bible says that in Genesis 22 verse number 11, as soon as Isaac was offered up, God was satisfied and the angel of the Lord said this. He said, now I know you fear me. Now I know you fear me. And then as I was thinking about the scripture, God jumped to Hebrews 11, 20, said, you've missed something. And I want to share what I've missed with you this morning. That's why the Word of God is so powerful. It's able. It can help you. It can enrich you. It can take you to a dimension that you've never been before. And so in verse number 20, the Bible says the following. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. And what are we talking about here? And I want you guys to hear this. And this is where it's going to get powerful, very powerful. And take 10 seconds again, guys, and just share across the platforms. Just share across Facebook, share across YouTube. And again, call that friend on Impact Radio. But this is just such a key scripture. And what I saw here is this, and I want you to see this. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. And when I read this, I realized something. But wait, the blessing did not come through Abraham. The blessing came through Jacob. But God required Isaac from Abraham. And then I started to think about this. And again, we're speaking about the love of God. We're speaking about the compassion of God. We're speaking about the grace and the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. I found something amazing. So God blessed His people, not just through Abraham's obedience, but Isaac pronounced the blessing on Jacob. In other words, if Abram was never obedient to God, God would have never been able to use Isaac to bless Jacob. But then when I looked at this, the Lord started to speak to me and He said these words, and I want you to catch this. The Lord said this to me, I have not named him because actual fact, we can say God is the God of Abram, Isaac, and Israel, because Jacob was renamed. His name is Israel. But now God doesn't say that. God says, I am the God of Abram, I am the God of Isaac, and I am the God of Jacob. And then He says this, I'm going to use Jacob, Isaac to bless Jacob. And when I saw this, what jumped at me is this, but this is the gospel, this is the good news. This is the Bible right here. And what does that mean, guys? And we, this morning, we're very emotional about what we are saying because it's so important. It's so, so important that you catch this. I realized this, but God could have said Jacob, or God could have said Israel, but He didn't call him Israel. He calls him Jacob. Why? Because to every single person, every believer, every one of us, we have a bad side. We have that side that God can call you according. He can call you the God of Jacob. He can call you the God of failure. He can call you the God of Samson. Samson, He can call you according to that. So that you have a Simon side and you have a Peter side. You have a Saul side and you have a Paul side. You have a Jacob side and you have an Israel side. And God chooses to bless the Jacob. He doesn't choose to bless the Israel. He chooses to bless the Jacob. But He transformed Jacob into Israel. That's how powerful it is. So we see the gospel here, the gospel of love, the gospel of mercy, the gospel of grace is right at play right here. Why? Because Abraham represents the father, Isaac represents the son, and Jacob represents us. So actually what the word of the Lord is saying, or what the Bible is saying, that Jacob is representing the church, it's representing us. And we are the ones that are blessed because of Jacob. So God the Father sowed God the Son to gain you and I. And that's the beauty of the gospel. And guys, as you listen this morning, that is the beauty of the scriptures for you. That is the beauty of the word of the Lord for you. That is the beauty of the scripture. God so loved you that He gave you His only begotten Son. And before I go deeper, I want Shannon just to add to that. But I just want you to see one or two key things here because it's so important that there's no greater message, there's no greater anthem that we can live by than the awesome scandalous love of God.
Oh, it's so true. What a revelation. You know, I'm always so reminded that God looked at us and He loved us at our worst. He sees the humanity, He sees the faults, He sees the flaws, and He loves us still. And whenever He sees you and He looks at you, your faults, your failures, your past, it doesn't matter, because it just moves God to love you more. It moves Him into action to take you from that place and to take you to where He wants you to be, to take you from the Saul to the Paul, because God knows that what you've been through has shaped you, and He turns it to glory for you in your life, and it gives Him all the glory. You see, there's nothing that you have right now, because I think when we're in those Saul moments, and I think that if we're honest, they come often daily, when you have those moments where you just haven't been, you know, the perfect Christian or what you think you should be doing. And it's in those moments that God meets you and He says, you know what, I love you. And it's okay, even if you've messed up right now, my love abounds to you. I want to take you into that Paul moment. I want to reveal my love to you right now, because that's where the victory comes.
And guys, maybe I can just, if you again just hear this, maybe I can go to a second scripture as you come to me, is that this is Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 4. Just listen to this scripture, because this is where it changes. This is where it gets revolutionized. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 4. And again, I say, as you guys just looked here to me, that Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 4 says this, But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love, with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. Listen to that again. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. But God. And so I looked at the scripture, and what I found here, and this is extremely important, and this is extremely powerful here. You have in Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 4, a moment that I would want to say it's a transition moment, it's a change moment, it's a shift moment. It is that moment that everything needs to shift, everything needs to change in life, and it's the but God moments. It is the therefore moments. And the scripture says that, please listen to this carefully, but God, rich in mercy because of His great love. But God, rich in mercy, but because of His great love, because He loved us. Let me just read the scripture again. This thing is packed. It's packed of revelation. Let me say again. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love, which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins. So what we see here, we see the greatest love language. We see the love of God being thrown out, and we see three dimensions. We see the mercy, we see the love, and we see the deadness. In other words, you and I, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. And the word dead here, by the way, is the Greek word nekros, and it means as dead as can be. You could do nothing for yourself. It is a story about love, and the Bible makes it so clear. It says mercy, but God, because of His mercy. And right now, this morning, I want you to understand that mercy means this, to do something for you that you could have never done for yourself. And that's the passion that God has for you. The passion of the Father is this, that He would run after you and He will come after you wherever you are. The Bible describes it through Paul the Apostle like this, Romans 8:37-39, no height nor depth, no angel nor demon, no principality nor power, nothing can ever separate you from the love of God. Then God goes, and I want you to understand, but God, there's a but God moment in power. And I pray to God that you will, every single one of you, that you would jump there where you are at your feet, because I want to speak this into being, and I want to speak this into your households, and I want to speak it into your situation. It doesn't matter where you are, high or low. It doesn't matter if you find yourself in the valley or you find yourself on the mountaintop. It doesn't matter if you find yourself against the wall or if you find yourself on the crest of the wave. It doesn't matter. What does matter is that there is a but God moment. And that but God moment is absolutely filled by a God that loves you ridiculously, scandalously, and there's nothing you can do about it. He doesn't have favorite children. He doesn't have children that He likes more than He likes the others. He just loves you ridiculously. We can have all our poems and all of our setups, and we can think that we need to do this and we need to do that and we need to say, but God says, no, you don't understand. I love you scandalously. I love you passionately, and it's because I love you so much that I'm going to allow a but God moment. And so I want to empower you this morning, Empower Church. As you're listening to me this morning, there is a but God moment. God wants to change you. He wants to revolutionize you, but it will be a but God moment. There's a but God stepping into your room. There's a but God stepping into your job. There's a but God stepping into your household. There's a but God stepping into your finances. There's a but God stepping into your children's life. There's a but God stepping into your spiritual life. Why? Because of His love. His love. His love. And if you ask me this morning, what is the love of God? The love of God doesn't see color. The love of God doesn't look at denominations and predominations. The love of God just loves. That is God. God is love. Love is not an attribute. Love is who He is. It is the very essence of our God, guys. It's the very power. It's the very amber of His being. And so as you are enjoying this and as you are hearing the word of the Lord this morning in Power Church, well, what I want you to do is that you will step into your but God moment. I want to share with you just, and I want to take 10 seconds on both platforms, again on Facebook and YouTube, and the guys that will hear us later on Impact Radio. But take a moment, 10 seconds, and I just want you to send some love. Send some love across the air. Send some love everywhere. Come on, Empower Church. I want us to share the love, And I want you to share. Take 10 seconds. And share. And then I'm going to show you something out of the word of the Lord this morning, because I really feel to teach this to you and to show you how scandalous His love is. So let's take 10 seconds in Power Church across these platforms and share His love. Just share it. Come on, guys. Everybody share 10 seconds of share. Go for it. And then I'm going to take you to Luke chapter number 15, my favorite scripture in the Bible.
I think, my love, before you start with that, I just have a word in my heart. You know, God says in John 13, verse 35, that we will be known by how we love one another. You see, in God's love, if you read 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 8, it just explains the attributes of His love. And what that is saying is His love is so incredible, so forgiving, so amazing, that it is such a high-level love. And, you know, when we look at love and we look at each other, sometimes you think, but how can I love people the way God loves me? And, you know, God wants you to meet that love, first of all, but God enables you to love people the way He loves you. So that when people are not being the best version of themselves, you can love them anyway. That even though they might be acting out because they've been hurt, you can speak of them. The destiny and the purpose that is in them. You know, don't call them by what you see, call them by how God sees them. Because then you become a voice of love and change in the lives of the people around you. Your children, your spouse, your family, your co-workers. When you start to treat them the way God treats you, it just starts something beautiful. So be a vessel of His love and don't be afraid to be that vessel. God will help you. God will help you. And then love has a way of changing things. Just in the most incredible way.
And guys, maybe I can say this, just that you guys get it again, is that the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse number 20, quickly summarize, and then I'm going to jump on. The scripture says the following. It says, God blessed through Isaac, He blessed Jacob. And I want you to see that. Jacob is us. Oh. Jacob is the church. God could have called him Israel. That's his new name. But God said, no, I'm going to write him into the book that will change the lives of the course of this world, not as Israel, but I'm going to name him Jacob. What does Jacob mean? Jacob means swindler. It means one that's fallen short. It means one that's a liar, one that has mistakes. So God says through Isaac that Abraham blessed, I will come and I will bless Jacob. I will bless the one that is not perfect. And that's the gospel for me, because in that I see the Father's heart for the world. I see Jesus' heart for us. For what kept the Son on the cross? What kept the Son on the cross? Church, you have to understand what kept Jesus on the cross. There was hope set before Him. Hope for what? Hope for us. We were the love that kept the love on the cross. So love got crucified for love. I want you to get that. Love was crucified for love. Amen. And when I looked at the scripture, the Lord reminded me again about Luke 15. And Luke 15, you'll find this crazy story, three stories where people ask, they ask Jesus, why? Why do you hang out with bad people? Why do you hang out with the drunkards? Why do you hang out with prostitutes? Why do you hang out with the Levites or the tax collectors, the people that took our money? Why do you, Jesus, why are you hanging around with bad people? That's the question they pose him in Luke 15. Why are you amongst the bad people? And Jesus answers that, the three stories, and he says this. Story number one, he says this. It tells a story about the lost coin. He tells a story about the lost sheep. And he tells the story about the prodigal son. Three stories answering the question, why do I like people that has a little bit of scars? You see, there's something about beautiful. There's something about people that has been scarred. There's something about a man that walks with a limp. And so in these stories doesn't make sense. And that's the reason it shouldn't make sense, because love doesn't make sense. It doesn't need to make sense. Love comes and finds you. Love comes and seeks you out. And that's why South Africa and across the world, as our partners are listening to us in the United States and America, Scotland, United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia, as you guys are listening to us this morning, the world doesn't need more answers. The world needs love. So if you want me to answer this, I wouldn't want to answer this by theology or by being apologetically correct or hermeneutically correct. I want to answer this by saying I just know a rough, raw love of God that doesn't discriminate. It comes and seeks you out, friends. And so in this Luke 15, you find this absolute remarkable story, lost coin, lost sheep, lost son. And this doesn't make sense. The story doesn't make sense. This story doesn't make sense. Because why will you sweep the house to look for one lost coin and then throw a party that will cost more than the one coin? Why will you leave 99 sheep? And in my estimation, and I think by now I'm a good accountant, 99 versus one, it's kind of the upkeep. That's kind of you actually have 99. One is missing. Why will you leave 99 and go for the one? Why will you leave 99? You have 99. Why the what? Why will you leave for the what? Doesn't make sense. Then the gospel speaks about the prodigal son. And in the prodigal son, this is where the gospel becomes scandalous. He said, this boy, he messed up. He got his inheritance and he truly, truly messes up. And he has this little riddle for himself. He says, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against earth. And I'm not worthy to be just a servant in the house of my father. And you know the story that the Bible says this, that the father sees the son from afar off. And the father runs to the son. He kisses the son. And I want you to note something here. And this is what I want you to note in Power Church. I want you to listen. I want you to listen to me this morning. And take a moment and just listen. Listen and live this morning. The Bible says, my words are spirit and they give life. John 6:63. But just listen to this. The father kisses the son, not being the son being clean. The son hasn't washed. The son is still smelling like prostitutes. He's just smelling like mistakes. He's still smelling like the pig mire. He's still smelling like his failure. And yet God does not discriminate. God himself does not discriminate. He kisses the son. The Bible says he kisses the son. He doesn't hug him. He doesn't hold him. He kisses him. He kisses him. It's a sign of affection, but this is the greatest sign. This is what gets me about the gospel. The Father doesn't wait for you to be perfect. The Father says, because I love you, you're already perfect in my eyes. I love you scandalously and I love you ridiculously. And if you fall 1,000 times and 10,000 times, I will come and I'll reach out for you. And I won't do it because you have a good riddle like the boy. The boy had a good riddle. He said, Father, I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against earth. That was a good gesture. He was actually saying, listen, just make me a staff member. God says, no. You cannot become a staff member when you're a son. You cannot work yourself into grace. You cannot work yourself into love. And so South Africa, are you hearing me this morning? You know what the world needs? The world needs more love. The world needs more professional lovers and less professional theological experts. Absolutely. We need more people that can love people scandalously, ridiculously, and without a price. There isn't a price tag to this. The only price tag that heaven has ever placed upon your life is Romans 8:32 that says this, he gave the son. didn't send an angel, didn't send a cherub, didn't send a seraphim. He sent the Son. Why? Because this story is a love story. This is about a God. And this is about an Abba. And this is about a Father that loves you ridiculously. And I don't know about you this morning, but we are almost 90 days into lockdown. Now, I want to prophesy a word to you. And I want to give this to you and that you can hear my heart this morning. The Bible says, be imitators of God, dearly beloved children, and walk in love. And so you know what will keep you in lockdown? It's not your theological aspects and it's not how brilliant we are. What will keep us in lockdown, will keep us through lockdown, and will keep us after lockdown is how much we understand and we are loved. See, I found the secret out of my life a couple of years ago that I stopped striving and I've start being. Because I can't do myself into heaven. I can be the best I can be. I can be the best version of Jesus that I can be, because at the end, that's what it's about. It's not about anything else but the awesome, ridiculous, scandalous love of the Father. And so this morning, before I go deeper, and just want Shan to add to this, but there's a love message that echoes through the ages. And it's a crazy, crazy voice. That's the Father's voice. Maybe I can just add this and then Shannon can jump into this. You know, God is so excited about your life. He's so excited about your life that the Bible says this. When Jesus got baptized, Jesus is the Son, he's the boy. Yeah. Jesus gets baptized. And the Bible says this. The Bible says when Jesus came out of that water. I don't know if I can give you a picture. If I can talk to the moms and dads quickly. Have you ever run next to a field and shouted for your son? Have you ever ran next to a field and cheered for your daughter? Have you ever cheered your kids on? Have you ever cheered your kids on? Well, that's the John 3:16-17 moment. Jesus is obedient. He comes out of the water. The Bible says that the heavens split open. And whose voice comes out? It's the Father's voice. And what does the Father say? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. No miracle, no sign, no wonder, nothing, nothing. Jesus has done absolutely nothing. Yet the Father says, this is my beloved Son. This is the God that will run around the field screaming your name, Jesus. This is the God moment. And so this morning, before I go deeper, is that I just want you to know that you have a Father that's still hollering out of the heavens. He's still hollering your name. And he's still saying, I'll rip it open again and I'll come for you again and again and again. And you might walk away, you might leave me, but thank God it's not a man's story. This is a God story. This is the story about a Father that doesn't give in and he doesn't give up. He loves you.
He does.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
I'm so glad there's nothing we can do about it. Praise God. You know, while you were talking, I'm just reminded, you know, in Psalm 119, verse 176, it is the last verse of the very long chapter. And in the Passion Translation, when I read it, it just jumped out at me. You know, the writer says, and when I lose my way, come and find me because you love me. And that's so true to me, because it's so comforting, because it's not if we lose our way, it's when. And then God says, I will come and find you because I love you. You see, there's nothing that God has withheld. He has poured it all out to us. And he loves us so much, with such passion, with such truth, with such, I'm trying to find the right word, just with all of his being. He loves you so. And he gave it all to you. And you still have the choice to accept that love or not. And our heart and his heart for you is that you will accept his love, that He could flood your heart, your soul, your mind, your life with His love, that He can begin to work things in your life, that you will see things fall into place like you've never seen them fall into place before. Whoever you are worried about, whoever you are praying for right now, with everything that is happening, if you can focus on the love that God has for you, if you can open your heart and say, Lord, I want to receive every drop of love that you have for me, you are going to be met with a love that is going to change you from the inside out, because God stops for the one.
Guys, maybe you, as you guys join me here again, that in 1 John 3:1, just listen to this. This is such a key scripture. 1 John 3 verse number 1. Please listen to this. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. I want you to see the scripture again. 1 John chapter number 3 verse number 1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. I want you to see that the Father has labeled you already. He calls you children and He calls you love. There's two great definitions that you have. But I want you to understand once again that as I bring this thing into a culminating thought for you this morning, and this is where it gets imperative. And as I do that, guys, I want you to take 5 seconds, tag 5 people into this live stream this morning. Tag 5 people, because what I'm going to share with you now is going to revolutionize and it's going to change the course of your life and the trajectory of your life if you listen to this. So take 5 seconds, quickly tag 5 people for me into this live stream. Tag 5 people into this live stream. Again, take five seconds and just share. Just share. And just let's just share the love, share the gospel. I want everybody to share. We have a couple of hundred people on every side. Won't you just share? Share the gospel, share the good news. And then I want to show you something here that's going to change you. 1 John chapter number 3 verse number 1 says this. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. I want you to see this. When Abraham was offering up Isaac, he never even had in his mind Jacob. Never even had in his mind, but there was someone that had Jacob in mind. And that was God. God knew he needed Isaac. And he needed Abraham's full obedience so that he could access Jacob. Let me say that again. God knew he needed Abraham to be fully obedient to him so that he could get Isaac, so that he could get Jacob. And so this morning, this is the gospel today. This is the gospel. This is the gospel of love. This is Songs of Solomon, chapter number 2, verse number 10. You've heard me preach an anthem times, so many times I've said these words. We are His beloved and His love is for us. And so, but God, I want you to see this, that Isaac is representing Jesus and Jacob is representing the world currently. The world right now needs His love more than ever before. The world right now needs to know now more than ever before that there's a God that doesn't just look at us. There's a God that looks through us, and there's a God that looks for us. The world needs to know right now that you are a child of God, not based on your performance, but your performance is based on who you are. You see, if I understand who I am, that immediately aligns me towards my destiny. My destiny comes out of my identity. My destiny does not come out of my performance. But if I know I am a child, then I would work according to the ways my Father worked. And that's why God is a God of excellence. That's why God is a God that does the best. That's why the Spirit of the Lord is a Spirit of excellence. And that's why God wants the best for you. God doesn't want His kids poor. God doesn't want His kids full of evil. The Bible actually says that. It says, God deliver us from evil. The word evil is the Greek word ponderos, and it means poverty and pain. Everything and anything that brings you poverty and pain is not God's heart for you. It's just not the Father's heart. I've got 3 daughters and I know how to be motivated by love. I buy things for them, not because they're good, because they're mine. That's the difference. And so this morning, I want you to understand this concept that when Jesus was hanging on the cross, Jesus loved the world so much And again, I want to say, Jesus is not dreaming for the church. Jesus is dreaming for the world. He wants the world. The Bible says, for God to love the world, guys. He wants the world. And I pray to God that you'll catch what I'm saying. And so people will say these words. People will say this. And I want you just to know that I wrote this down. People will always say, I love you because. I love you because you're kind to me. I love you because you look after me. I love you because I'm close to you. I love you because. I want you to see people's love has always a because. There's always a reason. I love you because. I love you because you do this. I love you because you do that. There's always a because. But with God, there is no reason for His love. He says, you were dead in your trespasses and your sins. You were as dead as can be. But now, I love you scandalously and ridiculously. Not because you can do something back for me, but because I want you. I want you. I want to love you. And I want to pour my love upon you. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 1. I just want to read Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 17. Listen to this. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 17 to 19. It says this awesome part of the scripture. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints, what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. I want you to see there's two aspects here, and I'll close with this. There's two aspects before I prophesy. There's two aspects of God's love. Firstly, God's love keeps you grounded. It keeps you grounded. The Bible says that. It says, for that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you may be grounded in love. Second thing, the Bible says that you may be filled with the fullness of God. So I want you to know this, that during this lockdown period that we are finding ourselves right in right now, there's only one challenge that's really your challenge. It's where's your life and where's your love? Because if your life is in the Lord, you'll be grounded in His love. If you are grounded in God's love, you'll be full of God. And the last time I checked, if I'm full of God, I can't be filled with theories. I can't be filled with opinions. I can't be filled with the next cliche of the day. Because the Bible says we will hear of rumors of wars and we will hear about nation rising against nation. We know Matthew 24 and we don't want to talk about that today because we know that's the context we are living in. But what we do know is that there's a love that won't give up. There's a love that won't give in. And that's the love that we want to share with you this morning. And that's the question I have for you in Power Church and every single person that's following us. Where is the love? Where is the love? When has Christians become good theorists? When has Christians become led by the next hottest thing of the day? Why are we not scandalously, ridiculously led by the spirit of love? Why is our decisions more based on love and less based on what will be in and what will be accepted? Because if I look at Jesus and if I know Jesus like I know Jesus, the Jesus I know, He is this type of God. The Jesus I know is the one that celebrates me when I'm on the mountaintop. The Jesus I know is the one that unfolds me and unravels me when I feel I'm fully in control. It's the same love that stands next to me when I need to say goodbye to the people that I love. It's a love that comes and finds you. And maybe I can throw this last scripture at you, just two last thoughts. The Bible says Lazarus is dead. Ephesians 2:5, the boy is dead. Lazarus dead. Dead, in the tomb, dead. And Mary and Martha writes to Jesus, and they write this. They write these words to Jesus. They say, Jesus, the one you love, is sick. They didn't say, Jesus, the one that's got everything right. Jesus, the one that's got all the things done. Jesus, the one that's got everything ticked. Jesus, the one that's have all of the things in line. They say, no, Jesus, the one you love, is sick. In other words, to get Jesus to move, they appealed to Jesus, not based on Lazarus, but based on Jesus. So they say, Jesus, the one you love, is sick. That's ridiculous. Think about that just for a moment. This doesn't even make sense. Why will you try to get, because Jesus is the guy that will actually raise Lazarus from the dead. And so Martha and Mary needs to write a letter to get Jesus to come to their spot. And for Jesus to come to their spot, they don't say the guy that's your best friend, because Lazarus, by the way, is his best friend. They don't say the guy that's your best friend, the guy that you hanged out, the guy that you all ate all your food, that you ate all his food at his house. They didn't appeal to him like that. They say, Jesus, the one you love, is sick. So this morning, I want to wrap it up like this. Before we prophesy, this is what I want you to get. That you might be in a condition right now where your heart is troubled. You might be in a place right now where fear seems to knock at your door. You might be at a place right now where you don't have all the answers and the questions are becoming more. You might be in a place right now where it feels like your heart is at a place where it's unstable and you're not sure what tomorrow holds. Or you might be at a place right now where you're very, very unsure about everything around you. And in every circumstance, I want you to note this, and I'll wrap it up in like 10 easy sentences. Listen to this. God's love is the Barabbas type of love. What is that love? It means this. Barabbas doesn't even know Jesus, but Jesus loves Barabbas. Jesus loves Barabbas. He saves Barabbas. He saves Barabbas. He saves Barabbas. Jesus is the one that lets Barabbas go. Jesus is the one that calls Peter back. Jesus is the one that walked with 12 men that was not worthy to walk with him. And Jesus is the one that waits 4 days until his friends die for him to show up and show off that he's still God. And so this morning I want you to know in power, there's a but God moment right now. And let me prophesy to you, and let me speak to you the word of the Lord this morning, that God himself is stepping into a but God moment. God himself is stepping into a moment and to a season right now where he will step into your life. He will move on your behalf. He will do things on your behalf, not because you're perfect, but because you're loved. And because you loved so ridiculously, scandalously, lavishly, because you are loved, he'll come and find you. And that's why Songs of Solomon chapter number 2 verse number 10 is so important this morning. There's a but God moment, and I want you to write that down. I want you to write down over your life, but God, but God, but God. And let me wrap it all up and say it like this. And then we're going to take 5 seconds to share love on this live stream before we step into the prophetic. Abram was driven by the promise. God was driven by Jacob. Abram needed to give Isaac. Through Isaac, Jacob was revealed. Hebrews 11:20 says to us this, that Jacob was blessed by Isaac. The father is Abraham. Jesus is Isaac. Jacob is the world. And so this morning, the Father wants you to know that you are Jacob. You have your shortcomings. You have your failures. You most likely have a lot. And most likely in this lockdown somewhere, you have lost it. Maybe twice, maybe 10 times. I don't know. But what I do know is that you serve a God that says this, I'll rip open the heavens to call you my beloved. And at the end of the day, when all is said and done, this is what he's going to do. He's going to wrap you up in his love. That's the bottom line, saints. And so this morning, I want you, before I pray for you, I want you to take 5 seconds, 5 seconds, 5 seconds. I want you to share love on this live stream. I want you to share love as you. And maybe you need to send a message today. Maybe you need to send that text message. Maybe you need to pick up that phone and make that call. I don't know what there is in your life, but maybe you need to be the bridge today. Maybe you need to be the one that does the reaching out. If I look at the cross is not, the cross is for me a bridge. The cross is a bridge between God the Father and the world. God loves the world, He wants it. And so where you are this morning, take 5 seconds, guys, as we wrap this up, just take 5 seconds and share this broadcast. Then we're going to pray for you. And then we're going to step into the prophetic. So 5 seconds, quickly go and share. Share the love, share the love, share the gospel. Today is a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day. And so as you do, I want you to do that. Take 5 seconds, share, share, share. And as you do, we're going to wrap this up and we're going to go into the last bit. And I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to speak a word into your homes. Just getting my last scripture here. I'm going to speak a word into your homes. I'm going to speak a word of release unto you this morning that every single one of you need to hear, need to know, need to understand this morning. So here it is. There we are. I want you guys to raise your hands. I want you there we are in your homes, your living home, living rooms, wherever you are listening to us this morning. I want you this morning. We want you to raise your hands and we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. And we want to bless you. And we want to send His love into your homes. And then we're going to say goodbye to our impact friends. And we're going to continue prophesying. So Father, this morning, we pray for every single person that's watching us by live stream, Lord, on whatever platform that they will listen to us year after. We thank you, Father, that it's your ridiculous, scandalous love, Lord, that reaches still through the ages to us. It's your love that keeps us. It's your love that makes us strong. It's your love that equips us for the day of tomorrow. And Lord, as we look at the scripture, the Bible says to be grounded in your love comes the fullness of God. And I pray that your fullness will come into our lives in this day, not based on our performances, but based on a God that loves us. And let everything that we do come out of this love. In Jesus' name. Father, we bless your people in this day with your love. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.